My name is Cornelia Sofrank and I'm mainly an artist, but I understand as part of my artistic practice also to be a political activist and a journalist. I felt very limited in the possibilities of collaborating with other people at the place where I live in Hamburg. It felt like a dead end because my work is very much based on collaboration, on collective, on exchange and dialogue, and I didn't feel like there is anybody in my town I could work with. It was around 87 and it of course had to do with a man who came back from California and he was completely euphoric. He lived in San Francisco for a while where all the personal computers had grown, and not just that, but it was an environment where computers were used for political activism. And he was completely euphoric and passionate, and he came back to Germany. Nobody was infected that time by this idea, so nobody really understood what he was talking about, neither me. But he was working hard to convince me, and he also consulted me and said I should get my own computer. So I bought a DOS laptop, Toshiba used one. It didn't have its own hard drive, so you always had to change the floppy disks and stuff, and I never was happy with this thing. So I went to the computer shop and bought my first Mac and spent many weeks at home with my broken leg and making my first steps with Macintosh. And this was for me the real experience. And then, since then it's part of my life because I found a new community, a new home. And since then, I'm part of this community. And in the beginning, I was just visiting these places and seeing what other people do and trying to understand. And before I actively started to contribute myself. I think this is a Hollywood vision that the evil comes through the networks or something. If you analyze Hollywood films which deal with the internet, you can clearly see that the evil always comes through the internet. The virus or the murderer or whatever, everything evil comes through the internet. This is not my experience. And also I think working with computers also very consciously and also being part of the hacker community, I lose more and more respect for machines or for systems. I have no respect at all.
Quit touching me!